Okay, we're getting started. We're starting now Chelek Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Aleph and Tif Aleph. If Gaber Ka'ari, a person should be a Gibor, like an Ari, Lamoid Babaker, to get up in the morning, Lavoidas Bayroi, for Avoidas Habayroi, his creator, Bayroi, Shehehu Mo'irer Hashacha. He should be Mo'irer the Shachar. Before we look at the Mishnah Berurah, this comes from the Torah. The Torah brings down that a person should be like an Ari, like a lion, in Avodas Hashem, to be Omed in the Boker, to get up in the morning. So the Rav told me that it says in the Midrash that when Hashem said, Naseh Adam, so one of the pshatim is, the Midrash says pshat, that Nasa was Hashem said to all of the Briyos, all the Chayos in the Veld, let's make the Adam. That in the Adam is Nichla, all the Koyches of the Briya, there's a Koyach of a Nomer, there's a Koyach of a Nesher, of a Tzvi, of an Ari. And that's what it says in the Mishnah, Yehuda ben Tema Oimer, Avi Az Kanomer, Kal Kanesher, Rat Katvi, Gibor Ka'ari, that all the Briyas were Shutfim in the Briyas Adam, that the Kaychas of all the Briyas are in the Adam. So Rabbi Chanan brings this down and says that means that a person can be Mamish of all the Chaya. But Al Kalpanan, the Baruch Shalom gave these Kaychas in the Adam that he could use them for Avodas Hashem. So the Baruch Shalom gave a person a Koyach of an Ari. So the Torah says that the koyach of the Ari is the gevura, and the ikar gevura, he says, is in the lev. There's a gevura ha-lev, a gevura ha-lev. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav teaches it very beautifully in Yanenu, other Mefarshim learn it for other Yanenu, but Al-Kapanim, the way that the Shulchan Aruch Harav says it, is beautiful. The person has to be a gibor ka-ari, ikar gevura hu belev. But the Iker Gevura is in the lave. The person has to be a gibor. He's ready to fight, and he doesn't get bothered by the enemy. If the enemy fights and knocks him down, he gets right back up. He's a fierce warrior. Mizgaber al Yitzray. To be Mizgaber on his Yitzray. He has tired for his sleep. If the person's tired and he feels sleepy and his body's heavy and maybe he has a headache and he has a sore throat, he wakes up in the morning and he doesn't feel like he wants to get out of bed. He wants to sleep some more. Yeah, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah the excuses a person could have. Talk upon him. No, he's Ms. Gabriel Yitzhak Lenatzchoy to be Menateach Kigibor. I'm Ms. Gabriel Soinoy Lenatzchoy. Like a Gibor, he's fighting against his enemy to be Menateach. First he has to realize that he's in a milchama, and then he has to know who his enemy is, and then, okay, then he has to be a gibor to fight against him and to overcome him. La piloi la'arez, to knock him to the ground. Kain, sarek, kol, adam, babaker. Every person, when he gets up in the morning, he has to be like this ari, a lion. He's gaber al yitzroi ka'ari. To be mizgaber on his yitzroi, like a ari, lakum, mishnazoi, to get up from his sleep. Koydim or Abayker. So this is the Mechaber said, Shehu Mo'ira Hashachar, the Kavana over here in the Shulchan Aruch is that the person is supposed to get up before the sun does. The Taz says that Eino Daime, you can't compare the Avoida of a person who is Nis'ayr by somebody else, or somebody who is Nis'ayr himself to Avoidas Hashem. So if somebody else has to wake him up already, there's something missing in his Avoidas Hashem. So if it takes the sun to get him out of bed, Then there's already something missing in his Avodas Hashem. So a person is Ma'ir himself. He's ready to get out of bed to such an extent. He doesn't need any external arousal. He's on his own, and he's ready to get up and out of bed. No alarm clock, nothing. He's out of bed, on his own. So that's who Ma'ir HaShachar. That's the Gevaldika Maila. The Gevaldika Maila. Agav, I just saw that in the Eli Rabbit brings down from the Knesset, Knesset HaGedoyla, that the whole Medubra over here, that's, I saw the Ishmael Avram, the Bichach also says the same thing. The whole Medubra over here is not if it's at the expense of somebody's health or something like that. We're not talking about that. Or if it's going to be, he says the Shari Knesset, excuse me, I don't want to mix it up. The Yisrael Avram says not at the expense of your health, and the Knesset Gedolah says not if you're going to be falling asleep in the middle of Shacharis. First one wants to get up early and be a maskin, and then he's a big tzaddik, and then his head is nodding in the middle of Krishna. It's definitely not worth it. But I'll call upon him for Oyved, Shalim, this is Zikr. Madrega, he should be the one to be Ma'ur the Shachar. That's the Pshat in Shulchan Aruch. Before we tell the Mishnah Berurah, that's the Pshat in Shulchan Aruch over here. Okay, let's go further now. So now we have this Gvaldi Gamaywa, a person is Ari, he's waking up in the morning. Lavoidas Abayre, Lavoidas Bayre. Let's see another Mishnah Berurah. Lavoidas Bayre. Why do you say Lavoidas Bayre? He has to get up for work. I don't know, he has to get up for. The kids are screaming. He's got reasons why. He has other reasons why he has to get up in the morning. This is the only reason to get up in the morning. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Ki l'kach nivra ha'adam." Ah, the purpose of our being created was to be an oivid Hashem. So mimela, a person should be focused on what he's created for. It doesn't make sense. He should be distracted and doing things for a different reason in life. That should be his ikar reason in life. He's created to serve Hashem. So mimela, that's the ikar motivation in his life. Is to be oved Hashem. Ki l'kach nivra ha'adam, and we bring a raya. K'moisha amar kasev kol nikra bishmi. Everything that's called in my name, lechvoidi, and for my kavod, Hashem speaking. It's created for my kavod. So barasiv yitzartiv afasisiv. The end of the pasuk says, I created it, I formed it, and I made it. So Hashem says, anything that's created in this world was for me. It was lishmi and it was bishmi and it was lechvoidi. So mimelo the adam who is nivra. Well, he's also from the Nivrayim, and Mimela, the Tachlis of the Adam is for Kavod Shemayim, to be an Oved Hashem. So if that's the Tachlis of the Adam, so Mimela, that should be his Kavana. If he's getting up in the morning, he should be getting up for that purpose, to be an Oved Hashem. Period. Let's talk about now the excuses a person may run into when they get up in the morning. Vafim Yashienu Yitzroy, even if his Yitzhara is going to be giving him Eitzav, the chayrus in the winter, loymar ech tamay babayke. Listen, it's the morning time. How can you get up? It's cold out. Ki akor gadol. It's very cold. Or yashi enu b'kayet. Or in the summertime, the yitzhar will give him a different eitz. Loymar ech tamay minitavcha. How can you get out of your bed? V'adayin l'tavata mishnasecha. You're tired. You didn't get enough sleep. Yisgaber ala. So he should be misgaber on it. Val yishma loy, and he shouldn't listen to him. So there's two nakudas over here, Lukhar, in the Mishnah Berurah. One is he's Gabir Allah, is that if he's already giving him Eitzahs, so then he has to be Mizgabir, he has to fight back, he has to overcome the Eitzahara. But then there's Lukhar, another Eitzah, Al Yishmalai, don't even listen to him, get up before he starts making his sinus. The Yashay ben Avshay, a person should think to himself, these words come from the Torah, and this is vital Lashon of the Torah, but it's in a different spot later in the end of the sinus. The actual benavsha, another eitza, a person can think to himself, the person would have to be a servant for a melech baser v'dam, somebody very hashav a melech. Kama haya zahir v'zariz lamoy bash kama. He would certainly get up on time. First of all, it's a big privilege, and second of all, he's scared he's going to chop his head off. So he's certainly going to get out of bed, no question. He won't be late for that job. He's going to have to get himself ready to be a servant for the king. He's not going to have any excuses, you know, why he was late. He was in the bathroom. He had to take care of something. Or he got cut up on that. No. You don't take care of it. If you want to come serve the king, you better be on time without any excuses, without any other. The kol again, the kal v'chomer, ben benayis kal v'chomer. We should make a kal v'chomer to ourselves. We should make avodas Hashem not any worse than avodas bas of Adam. So lifnei melech malchei amlochem akadosh baruch hu. That's a person's attitude. We have to work on this. Obviously, it won't come in one day, but we have to work on this attitude that we're here to serve Hashem, and that we have the opportunity to serve melech malchei amlochem. We have to do it right. Period. We have one more Mishnah Berurah on this mechaber. Hashachar. We said that we should get up in the morning. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings here. This is from the Shla Kasav Soid. He wrote a Soid. Mechaber yom v'layla b'tayra. But there's an inyan to join the day and the night with Torah. There's an inyan to connect them. And this is independent of the mitzvah of the higisa v'yom v'layla. A person should learn in the daytime, he should learn in the nighttime. There's an inyan b'davka to connect the zman, the changeover from day to night and night to day with Limud HaTorah or with Tefillah. This is an Indian, a soy. Hein b'boker, hein b'erev, period. Now, another thing, when we talk about washing our hands, which we'll get into more details in Siman Daled, but for now, the place can bring over here, because we're talking about getting out of the bed. The first thing a person does when he gets out of bed, maybe before he gets out of the bed, is he washes his hands. So miyad, because he used ayra mishnasay. As soon as a person wakes up, they ain't a right to lishoin. He doesn't want to sleep anymore. He's ready to get out of bed. He told Yadav he should wash his hands af shenishar mushkav. So the Shulchan Aruch, this is also from the Shulchan Aruch, is clear that there's an Indian not to leave his hands tame. And he's medayikah from the Zohar Kadosh. I looked up the Shulchan Kadosh. He's medayikah from the Zohar, that the Zohar calls a person, until he washes his hands, he's called a tame. And after he washes his hands, he's called a kadosh. So the Shulchan Kadosh time is that, listen, he doesn't want to be called a tame any longer than he has to. So mimela, there's an Indian to wash his hands as soon as he can, even if he's planning on staying in bed. Abadi, he's not going to stay there, but he's going to think about Dikur Torah. But al kopanim, there's an Indian to have hands clean of the kedusha and tahara, even if he's not going to go anywhere. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here. When mikol shekein, and certainly shloi lielek dalat amres bli netilas yadayim, and certainly not to go more than dalat amres without netilas yadayim. Which l'chayr the kol shekein is also the same idea. I mean, if he's not, if he shouldn't wait to wash his hands, even when he's laying in bed, certainly he shouldn't wait so long that he's going to go dalat amos. That's certainly a bigger shihiyah. That's l'chayr pshat in the Mishnah. You have to be very careful with it. Now he's going to say that there's another inyan that the place can say, which is that b'chual, the Zohar Kadosh, is very machmer in this inyan of walking dalat amos without washing our hands. And the it seems that the Zohar Kadosh holds that aside from a problem of shihiyah, of waiting to wash the hands, there's mamish an isra of halicha. And when a person goes dalat amos, that's called a halicha, and that's a very serious offense. So the Zohar Kadosh maflig avurza, the Zohar Kadosh is maflig, it says very extreme things about this, but unshoy and the oid, with a very extreme einish. Because he's leaving the Ruach Atuma on himself. So Mimela, the place can say that a person has to be very careful. They should prepare for next to their bed a washing cup and a cup, a container underneath in order to wash into it. So he shouldn't have to go dalat amos. There are even place can say he shouldn't leave his bed at all. Okay, and we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what happens. B'diavad or another source. Let's see if I do. Mikol makom chalila lavor shum iser avor chesar nitzul yadayim. But certainly a person cannot be over on any averas because of not washing his hands. So I have three examples in the Mishnah Berurah. The first one is that you shouldn't steal somebody's water. Second one, The first one is that you shouldn't hold back if he really has to use the bathroom badly. You shouldn't hold that back. Second one is that you shouldn't steal anybody's water. And the third one, we'll see later, is that he shouldn't bottle if he doesn't have any water to wash his hands. He shouldn't bottle from Torah and Tefillah, since al pidin it's mutter to learn and to say brachas in the daven. So mimela, he shouldn't be mivatal any mitzvahs because of it. Let's see. Mikol makom chalilu avor shum iser avor chesar nitzilas yidayim. A person chalilu should not be mivat over an iser because of nitzilas yidayim. Kegoin latzer atzmai milahastin. A person has to use the bathroom very badly. So then he shouldn't hold himself back. Agav, an interesting point, the Esau Avram, the Buchach says, he has a whole topic about this issue of what exactly is the gedder of needing the bathroom to the extent that it's Baal Tashaksu, he's Mesupik, exactly what it is, and also he says Pashtif, it should be what people consider is Meshukit. Then he says sometimes a person has to pass gas and he really doesn't have to use the bathroom. He is Mesupik about exactly what the gedder is. Akapanam itainas that when a person is laying down in their bed before they stand up, the urge to use the bathroom is not so strong. So if he'll wash his hands while he's still laying in bed, he'll be okay. As soon as he stands up, then I guess the way the body is shifted, whatever it is, the weight of the body. So then he feels a very strong need to use the bathroom. So then he's going to make himself have to run to the bathroom without washing his hands. So he kind of, it could be the maiwa, aside from the Svarim HaKadosh seems to say there's an Indian, like we saw from the Shva HaKadosh, as soon as possible, even before he gets out of his bed, to wash his hands. Well, Kapanami says practically it could be it's a maiwa also, because if he's going to stand up, he may end up having an urge to use the bathroom so badly he won't be able to wash his hands. So better to wash his hands while he's still laying down. Fine. Veim eira. I think I skipped. So he shouldn't steal. Oh, likach mayim she'echin chavero avur atzmo. He shouldn't take his friend's water that he prepared for himself. Unless he knows for sure he's going to be able to replace them immediately. There are people who are nechshal in it. So two averas, don't do them. Don't be over on both shaktu and don't steal from somebody. Now, let's go further. What happens to the other if a person doesn't have water ready? What does he do? In iris amayim rechaykim, if it happens that the water is far away, and he does not have anybody to bring them to him. So nagu katafni balei nefesh, the Svarim bring down that there were people that they had a minig, they didn't want to be over on the chaymer, the Zayar Kaddish, that there's an isra of halicha of Dalad Amoy. So what did they do? They wanted to take baby steps, they walked pachas mi Dalad Amoy. They made a good stop before they went Dalad Amoy, in order that it shouldn't be over on this halicha of Dalad Amoy. Sholchem pachas mi Dalad Amoy. Fine. Now, but the problem is, the Shari Tshuva time is back, that now they're going to end up being tummy longer. So now you have a question, which Isser overrides? The Shehiya of being tummy, or the Isser of going being over on the walking Dalad Amos, the Halicha of Dalad Amos? So the Bali Nefesh were Machmir on the Halicha, and the Shari Tshuva says it's not right. You have to be Machmir on the Shehiya, and you got to run to wash your hands. Kazav Shai Tshuva, all that, the way Nihira, it's not true. The Adav Yaisim, she Yelchuba Marusa. It would be better to run quickly, Shlowa Hashay's Ruach Ra Yada. That he shouldn't be Masha the Ruach Ra, because he learned that the Iker is the Shehiya, not the Isser Halicha. Fine. And then, to be Matarif to this Heter of going to Dalad Amleis, the Shai Tshuva mentions from his brother in law, the Shvus Yankov, that was the Chok Yankov, that there's another Svara, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, and the Gemara says that Kuli Beis says Kedalad Amos Dami, that there got to be a certain dinim, that one, the whole room has a din of Dalad Amos. So Mimela, the whole Kashash is that they wanted to go less than Dalad Amos in order not to be over on the Zoyer's Dalad Amos. So here, if it's all in one room, you have another mila. Call that called Dalad Amos. So then you should certainly run and wash your hands. So that's the next step. That we say that the whole room is like Dalad Amos. Period. This is what the Shari Tshuva brings down from the Eli Rabbah. You can't be something on this unless it's a Shas Adachak. Okay, so now the halacha goes like this. The Piskei Tshuvas points out, and it says this clearly in the Elie Rabbah and the Kermagedon, is that this heter of Dalad Amos, that we say the whole room is Dalad Amos, is clearly only in the room that you're in. It means if a person has a sink in his room that he's sleeping, and he doesn't have a negelbas right next to his bed, so that's what they were talking about. Should he run to the sink in his bedroom, or should he take the baby steps to the sink in his bedroom? But if he has to go to another room, then there's no svara of the whole room being Dalad Amos, and then it's not so kashet anymore. The Shai Tshuva seems was only being samech on this the whole bias, the whole room is Dalad Amos was only in one room. Yeah, it's called a different bias. That's what he tines. Eli Rabbah brings, he says, the Maril says a klal that in the whole Shas, whenever it says the word bias, it means the cheder, like the cheder. This is from the Shvus Yaakov. So the Matir, the one who was being Mekel, the Shvus Yaakov himself, only said it with this sirup of the cult. I'll read his lesson. Bekein kaza v'lukuti Maril, klal b'chol ha-shas, Heikas the Nizkar Bayis, whenever it says the word Bayis, Rotzalom Echedet. It always means the room, the same room. So he was only Makel in this Indian of running, that it's all on, all dialed out. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure about the Shari Tshuva himself. Al Kapanim, this Siruf of that the Olam says, Akula. So the Pitkei Tshuva says that the Olam is making a big mistake, and they rely on this concept of the whole bias as one dialed out, and they don't understand the halacha. It's not true. The place can say it means only the room that you're in. So that whole silo would only be if he has a sink in his bedroom and he doesn't have a Nezelbach or one right next to his bed. Huh? So that is a different room. I don't know. Then you have to know already the dinim of a small room and a big room. It's tough. It becomes, I don't know. It's halachas and halachas brachas and halachas kaddish. Yeah, it's really kaddish. Yeah, but the lesson, but bias means chadish. That's what he looked at. He says it clear. He say brings it from Hilchos Kriyashma also when it says in a bias. Yeah, Rav Shlomo was in the Gemara Bracha. The Amar Kol Abayis Kedala is a bias Toya. So that's what he says by Kriyashma if you have one room. Mash Masham the Lav Davka Kol Abayis El Rutzlam or Kol Acheder. That's the halacha there by Toya. You can't read Kriyashma in the room. That means it doesn't mean the whole house. It means in the room maybe with the Toya. Okay, Al Kapanim, that's. So you should put a washing basin by the bed. Yeah. So you have to know, we'll get there, B'zeh Hashem, all the custom, what, you want to say the kula also. Yeah. Al Kapanim, this is definitely a good hanhaga. We say, even with, aside from the issue of the Dalai Lama, like we said before, the Shwakadif is clearly that there's a, if it to be mashed at the tumma, you don't want to be something more than you have to anyway, so the sooner the better. The title is if he's over on this Zoyar Kaddish. Now, it's interesting, Grad, the Shulchan Aruch knew this Zoyar Kaddish, he didn't bring it down, so the Bach Taina is the reason why he didn't bring it down, is because people are not careful about it, and Mutav Shir Shagigin Value Mizidin. It's a Bach that says that's why this Shulchan Aruch didn't bring it. Well, Kapanim, the Paiskim did bring it, and so the Olam is marked on this. It's a good thing to be marked on. Fine. Let's go further. We finished that. Now, one more Nakuda over here in the Mishnah Berurah. In Irak is a maskim, but if it happens that a person got up in the middle of the night, same way Mayim Lethal Yad of Gimel Pamim Karui. And he doesn't have enough water to wash his hands properly. We'll have Yeruach. Hatumah. He can't get rid of this Ruach Hatumah. So it's always like this. Should he really would sit and learn the whole night. He got up and he feels rested, and why not? But he can't wash his hands, so he's thinking to himself, I'm going to sit up and be tummy. Why should I do that? I'll go back to sleep. So the Mishnah says, no, don't do that. Better sit and learn the whole night, even though your hands are not clean, you don't have water, you don't have anybody to get it for you. Fine, go ahead. Because I'll pee the Talmud and the Paiskim, it's mutter to say brachas and to learn with Yudayim that are tamei. He has to clean them, so he'll wipe them off with a towel or on a hard surface, and his hands will be clean and it'll be mutter to say divrei Torah and to say brachas, and he won't waste his time. Why should he waste his time? Im ira kishamaskim b'layla shein leimayim lital yadav gim opamim karui la'avir ruach Hatuma, Abul Pikin, Khalila Loy Lavatul Mi Divrei Torah, Khalila Rishibi Batul from Divrei Torah, Mishumza, because of this, Ata Yair Hayom. Until the light comes up, Eli Yitol Ma'at, Ayanake Yadav, Machol Midi de Menake, he should either, if he has a little bit of water, to wash with what he has, and if he doesn't have that, so then wipe his hands off on something that can clean his hands. Not for Shmona Esrei. For Shmona Esrei, it also helps. But the other, he doesn't have anything else to get out of Shmona Esrei. The Tumah is not Ma'akev. He won't make the bracha al Nekiyos Nidayim. Al Nekiyos Nidayim. But Al Kapanim, this he can do. Vivarech v'yomah, he can make brachas. V'yomah, he can learn. Kedin. Hatalma v'apayskin. Like it says in the Gemara doesn't mention this Isra. Like it says in the Zohar. Fine. Just think about one thing we said here. I want to tell you. Oh, yeah, it's quite interesting. Don't think it's like a kula or something. It's not a chassidus. This halachi brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So the Baal Tanya says So if he gets them in the middle of the night, he doesn't have any water. He should better to learn. Don't worry about the tumah. So we have, fine. Let's go further now. We have your Yesodus of Yiddishkeit, the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Haggah. Shivisi Hashem Negdi Tamid, I place Hashem before me, Tamid. We'll see that the Iker Pshat over here, even though we'll talk about the Shem Havaya and thinking about the Oisiyas of Hashem, is a very nice thing, but the Pashat Pshat, Shivisi Hashem Negdi Tamid, means that I think about Hashem all the time. I'm always thinking about Hashem. Hu Klal Gadol B'Teira, this is a Klal Gadol B'Teira. This is the Yesod of Yiddishkeit, is the Pnimiyat of a Yid, is his Machshava, he's thinking about Hashem. Of the Malas HaTzadikim, and this is of the Maila of Tzadikim, Asher Hochem Lifnei Elokim. Like it says by Noach, is Elokim, he Salek Noach, or Hashem told Avram Avinu, he Salek Lefanai, that he stunned him. This is the Maila of the Tzadikim, that they're Hoylech Lifnei Hashem, that everything they do, every tenua, every movement is for Hashem, thinking about Hashem. Says the Ramavite, Ein yeshiva, ki Adam tenu oisav vasakav v'ulu vadei lebeisai ki shivasai tenu oisav vasakav v'ulu isnei melech gadol. A person does not behave the same way when he's by himself or when he's in front of a melech gadol. He says three different things over here. The way he sits, the way he moves, and the things that he's oisik in. And they're not the same when he's by himself, alone in his house, he's comfortable. Or if he's in front of a melech gadol, he would behave differently. That's one nekuda. And then also, v'lo diburoi, v'harchavis piv kertzainai, v'u im anche beizoi ukrevav, kidibur abomayshai melech. The same thing. The person does not speak the same way when he's with his family, with his friends, as the way he would when he's in front of a melech gadol. So we have here the Rambam says that a person has to, this is from a Rambam, the Rambam says that a person has to work on thinking that he's in front of Hashem, and therefore his whole behavior and his whole mode of speech is going to completely be transformed, because the way that a person behaves and speaks when he's in his own comfort zone or when he's in the presence of a great king is totally two different ways of behaving and speaking. So we as Yidden have to work on ourselves that we are in the palace of the king at all times. We're always in front of the king. We have to think that way, and therefore we're going to act that way and speak that way. It's a total new attitude, and that's the milah of the tzaddikim. That's the klal gadol b'teira shivisi Hashem l'nei b'tamid. I always put Hashem in front of me. Now kol shekein, that's tama melech. Well, person is, you imagine if you're in the presence, if you ever gone to get bracha from a gadol or in the presence of a gadol, you don't act the same way at all. A person has a completely different kaved reish and a different way of controlling himself than if he's in a more comfortable environment where he doesn't feel inhibited to be kalus reish or to be wild, right? So now that's tama melech, melech baser v'dam kol shekein kishiyasem adam aliboy shemelech hagadol kadosh baruch hu asher mloi kol aretz kevoydoi oimed alav. When a person puts to his heart that Hashem, who is mloi kol aretz kevoydoi, Hashem is everywhere, and he's oimed alav, and Hashem is standing over and watching v'raya b'maisav, he's mashgiach on him, and he's aware of every movement that he makes, and he's aware of every word that comes out of his mouth. So then a person is taka going to behave differently. Like it says in the verse, in Yisaser Ish, from Yisarim, if a person hides in a hidden place, won't I see him, says Hashem. So Hashem tells us, I'm Mashgiach, there's no way to hide from Hashem. Everything that we do is seen by Hashem. Like it says in the Mishnah in Avos, that there are Shlosha Dvarim, a person has to look at, and he won't come to do an Avera. Dama Alamala Mimka, a person has to know what's above him. Ayin Roya, Avos, and Shemat. A person has to know that Hashem sees what he's thinking and he hears what he says and everything he does is written down. And the more we think about that, then the greater we're going to be, the more our actions reflect perfection and not just like a uncontrolled, a natural person, but a perfect person, a person working on greatness. So the Ramah says an amazing thing here. He says, miyad, immediately, as soon as a person thinks these ideas, he's changed. Yagia eilach ha-yira, he'll have yira, v'hakna, he'll have hakna, he'll be humbled. The fakad Hashem yizbarach, fakad from Hashem, boishta mimenu tamid, and busha from Hashem, tamid. It's a very amazing language that happens immediately. As soon as you think these things, it's just going to hit you. So, unfortunately, maybe some of us, we do think about these things, and somehow it's just, we don't get this miyad, we're missing it. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav over here says what happens if it doesn't happen miyad. Well, then what? Vim lo yagia elav miyad. And if it doesn't happen miyad, he thinks about it, Hashem's everywhere, and he's thinking about it, and it doesn't make a roshim on it. So now what? You've got to think deeper. Think about it more. You've got to come to a realization. Hashem is here watching you, and you have to act differently. Keep thinking about it until it comes. There's something else. Sometimes a person can think about something, and he won't get this his ururus because of his averus. So he has to do tshuva for his averus. They're preventing him from getting this Yirah Shemayim. There's an element of Siyata de Shemayim to have this Yirah Shemayim. And it could be his Averas are in the way. So he has to do tshuva for his Averas. Kamosha Kalsif, like it says, the Avonis are Mavzil. There's a Hevdil. There's a disconnect between him and Hashem. There's a Hergish, Rikse Kaitis that are missing. That even with when he does the proper steps, to come to those rigshei kodesh of busha and pachad mimenu yizbarach, he's still missing it because he has to do tshuva for his averus. It's a big avoda. Hashem should help us. That's the avoda of the tzaddikim. Fine. Now the Mishnah Berurah, we're gonna leave the rest of the Mishnah Berurah for tomorrow. Bli neder. There's a yisaidus dekaber halacha here. I hope we'll make a good haskalah. I'll kapanim him tonight, and we'll be mashlim tomorrow if we don't finish tonight. The Bir Lacha says like this. Look at the second Bir Lacha. Who klal gadol b'tayra? Haroitze l'kayim shivisi karu'i. A person who wants to be mekayim the shivisi karu'i. Again, not thinking about the shem avaya, yudkei vavkei, which is a gvali gazak. We'll see tomorrow night. We netter. But I'll kapanim, the ikar shivisi is to think about Hashem. Think about Hashem. So a person wants to do this correctly, properly, use dares l'kayim mashenichtei b'shem sefer achinah. So he should be a zariz to be mekayim what it says later, as we're going to read from the Sefer Achinuch. And since the words are so chaviv, the chinuch said such yisodistika enyanim, so they were had tikum kama as gedolim the sefer. Many gedolim brought down. They quoted the entire chinuch, and so the Mishnah Berurah followed their example, and he's also quoting the chinuch. Was that lashon chinuch? This is the lesson of the chinuch. Sheish mitzvos. Chiyuvan tamidi. There are six mitzvot that's a chiyuv tamidi. That means some mitzvot are talui in zman and Shabbos and yamim tovim. Some mitzvot are talui in some maise. Place he has to have a petra chamor, or he has to have other mitzvot. He has to have a house to build to have a mikveh, to have a mezuzah. There are mitzvot that are talui in something else, but there are other mitzvot that are tamidi. That they're constant, every second and every situation. That they don't leave a person, even for a second, all the days of his life, the kol zaman, any situation, the kol rega, at all times, she actually behen, that he thinks about these ideas, kiyum mitzvot asay. Okay, imagine an amazing opportunity that any second, that a person will think about one of these six things. He has a mitzvah deraisa. A mitzvah deraisa, the in case for matan sacha, a mitzvah. And there's no case, there's no end to the schar that he can have this mitzvah. It's waiting here, an opportunity that he can be mekayim with his makshava every second, and that is a schar, a matan schar that's in case. Be'elam, what are these six opportunities, these six mitzvahs that a person can do bir lacha on the side of your... On page What are these six opportunities, these six mitzvahs that a person has a chance all, every second to be Mekayim? Beilein. Aleph. The first one is, Lahamin Shiesh Eleka Echad Ba'olam. To believe that there's a Bayri Olam. Shehimti Kolanim Tzais. That Hashem created everything. Everything that you see, everything you look at, you think that that's a Nivra, a Dover that was created by the Bayrei. Then he's Mekayim a mitzvah deraisa of a mitzvah to media of Amunah Hashem. Umei cheftoi or etzoinoi hu kol ma shehu achshav v'shehoya v'shehiyah la'adeyat. That everything that exists or will exist or did exist forever, everything is from retzoinoi and cheftoi. Hashem created it. And Hashem is manig, is guiding, is leading it at every moment. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Torah. Every time a person thinks about these in Yadim, there's a Bayre Olam, the Bayre is manig, but the Bayre is mashgiach. He took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us a Torah. This is a mitzvah asay, like it says in the Torah. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm Hashem Elokecha, I took you out of Mitzrayim. So there's a Bayre, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and a Manik, Asher Tzeiticha. And whenever we're thinking about this Indian, we're Mekayim Mitzvah Deraisa, the Pirush of the Pasuk is, Teidu, that we should know, V'tamina, we should believe, Shiyesh V'Olam Eloka, that there's Hashem, Amashgiach, who's watching over the world, who's guiding everything, who's constantly watching over and leading the world. Sharei Hatzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. The right is, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Great. The second inyan that a person thinks about any time, he's Mekayim HaMitzvah. And that right now, as we learn it, we're thinking about it, we're Mekayim HaMitzvah. Shalei Namin B'Shum Elohim Zulasai. We shouldn't believe in any other Elohim, any other foreign God. Shnemar Lo'yia L'cha Elohim Acherim Alpanai. That a person shouldn't have a belief that there's any other koyach in the world other than Hashem. Even if a person would believe that Hashem has control of everything, but he would just imagine, but Hashem gave over the hanhaga of the world to a malach or to a koycha, that Hashem is the ruler, but Hashem gave the hanhaga of the world to some other koyach. Hari is a moida of Avodah Zarah. That is called being moida in Avodah Zarah. Va'oiver al lo yielecha elohim acherim alpana. And he's over on a law of lo yielecha elohim acherim alpana. Now, so how is a person mekayim this mitzvah hurts a lot? So says the chinuch writer Ela Yamin that a person should have a muna. Shekadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmoi uvichvoidoi mashgiach v'chol ha'olamai. That Hashem himself in his own glory is mashgiach and all ha'olamai. And there's no created being that can do anything without Hashem's ratzon. Hashem is the koyach of all the koyachim. Hashem is in control of everything. So you may know, every time a person thinks that Hashem is in control, that there's no other created being in the world that has the koyach of being manik, he's Mekayim this mitzvah daraisa lo yelecha elohim acherim alpanai. Let's see if we can chop around one more and then we'll stop. Gimel. L'yachadai. There's a mitzvah of yichud Hashem. To have a muna that Hashem is echad. Like it says in the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem echad. That Hashem is echad. What's this inyan? Perusha Shema Yisrael. The inyan of Shema Yisrael is that we're calling attention to this fact we should know. V'dah. Ki Hashem Shehiva es hakol. This Hashem that we believe created everything, birtaino with his own ratzon. V'hu elokeinu, and he's elokeinu, a mashgiach b'chol ha'olamai. That it was mashgiach in all the ha'olamai. That's like we said until now. But Hashem is anoichi Hashem elokecha asher tzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim. So that Hashem is who Hashem echad. Who Hashem echad? But lo yishum shitu. That there's no shutzas. There's no other Hashem. There's other koyach that is with Hashem in the creation or in the hanhaga of the veld. And that's the mitzvah of yichud Hashem. So anytime we think about these in Yanin, we have a mitzvah deraisa, and this is called Zadol B'Torah. B'zach Hashem will be mamshik the lesson of the Ber Lecha tomorrow, and then we'll go back to the beer on the Shochna.